Mix 94.7 KMCH on a Tuesday. You know what's going on later this weekend? People are going to run for fun, Christy.
Yeah.
Explain that for the life of me. I still do not understand. Christy Blake with us, by the way. Running for fun, but then you add biking and you add swimming to it and people pay to do this?
Absolutely, because first of all, it's a great cause.
That is true.
It's a great cause. It's for county emergency services,
yes.
For fire.
I would run for that.
Yes, yes. So, you know, it's biking, you mm-hmm. know, that's just like being a kid.
Yeah.
Once you learn to bike, you...
Can I do it with training wheels?
I don't care if you okay. do it with training wheels.
I don't care.
Have at it.
And swimming.
Yes, and swimming. I'd have to say that for most people, that's the, a lot of people, that's a little bit intimidating,
mm-hmm.
but at Schramm Pond, we practically have the entire pond lined with kayaks.
Okay.
And so if you're a little unsure, and we've had practice swims, and we've had people who were unsure who came out and rocked the whole triathlon, mm-hmm. If you are swimming and you feel the need to hold on to the kayak, you can do that. You just can't be moved forward.
Oh, okay.
So it's a great opportunity to try your first triathlon.
Yeah. triathlon is what it is.
Yes. So it is really a great event for people who are just wanting to get their feet wet.
Mm-hmm.
Another
literally.
Little pun there.
You keep that up. We're going to give you your own show.
All right.
How many years has this been going on?
This has been going on for 6 years.
Okay.
And as of today, we have 187 registrants.
Oh, wow.
So we have been very happy with that result. I would really like, well, I'm here today to really encourage spectators to
come
out.
Yeah, that's kind of the focal point of our get together today.
Yeah.
Where do you go
yes.
to see it? Where do you go to cheer people on?
So it's happening at Schramm Park Sunday. The race starts at 9 o'clock. We are having the spectators park in the Schramm area.
Okay.
The athletes will be parking in an area by XL Trailers, which XL has been an absolute amazing force in this event.
Mm-hmm.
We could not do it without them. So there'll be room there. There's also room over at Henderson Manufacturing. You would need to enter from Burrington Road because if you come and park in Schramm Park, you need to stay there until the event is over
mm-hmm.
because there will be bikes and runners going in and out of the park, and it just gets to be too dangerous to have vehicles also traveling the same route. So come on down, park in Schramm in the park area itself. And stay there till the end. Usually takes about, the last one usually comes in about a couple hours,
okay.
a little bit more. So great place to watch is to see the swimmers go out. They start from the boat ramp beach area at Schramm. So the bleachers, the grassy area, you can see them go out. The swimmers then will exit on the west side of the pond and run up to the transition area, which is where they have their bikes set up, and they will leave that area. So you can walk up from the pond area across. There's a little path that
okay.
will go up that is out of the way of the runners
mm-hmm.
and go over to the transition area, watch them get on their bikes, take off. They're going to ride south of Manchester, turn around and come back. So a 16-mile round trip. They'll come back to the transition.
That's about to Ryan then, isn't it? Pretty close?
They will go south and then east.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. And turn around and come back. So then you'll be able to see them switch from their bikes to their running gear. They'll run out on South 3rd Street towards, like, Rockwell.
Okay.
Turn around and come back. So they will, when they end the run, they will come around the pond. So then to see the finish line, you would come back to the pond area to see them finish. So it's a great opportunity to watch this happen.
Mm-hmm.
I know several people who were spectators last year and said, you know what, I know I can do this,
mm-hmm.
and they signed up this year.
What time would you recommend people get there? When does this thing officially kind of kick off?
I would say it would be a good idea to be there by 8:30.
Okay.
We also have the helicopter life, the Lifelight helicopter mm-hmm. from St. Luke's coming.
Oh, cool.
And they have been, if it works out in their schedule, obviously if they have to go somewhere else for mm-hmm. an emergency,
yeah.
and if weather permitting, but they have been able to come and they land just north of the shelter.
Okay.
So it's a good idea to be in place before they land.
Okay.
So I would say before 8:30 would be a good time.
Would it be possible, and you tell me yes or no, to kill three birds with one stone, run while holding my bike through the lake?
Well,
do
yeah,
all three at once.
Yeah, put some pontoons on that
yeah.
bike. And yeah,
just, you know,
maybe we can start. You can start that as a new event.
Do it. We could call it the same time triathlon.
Yes.
Do all three at once.
Yes. Yeah. There you go.
Most importantly, you're going to 187, you said? Something like that?
Yes. Yes.
Is there still time to sign up?
You can still sign
okay.
up. Registration officially closed on last night.
Okay.
But if you today are thinking, oh, I totally forgot about it.
Or I think I can do it or
yeah,
something like that.
Give us a call today and we might be able to squeak
okay.
in there. So, yeah, there's time. I was going to mention the duathlon.
Yes.
There's also the duathlon. Since people are a little sometimes squeamish about the water portion,
mm-hmm.
especially open water, the duathlon runs around the pond. They start at the same time the swimmers go in.
Mm-hmm.
They exit the pond the same place.
Okay, okay.
And then they run up to the transition area and then do the same bike run course as
gotcha.
The rest.
So,
yeah.
Be there 8-ish or a little bit before 8. Probably wrapped up by 11 o'clock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Easy peasy
yeah.
lemon
yes.
squeezy.
Yeah.
What that
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you guys are going to post pictures and stuff on
oh,
website,
absolutely.
Facebook, MySpace,
yes.
billboards all across the fruited plain.
Absolutely. Yes, yes. Well, maybe not all across the fruited plain.
At least on Highway 20.
Yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Or at least on our Facebook page.
Or that's more affordable. Final question for you. If anybody has any questions about the whole Megillah, who do they call?
Well, there is the Facebook option,
okay.
The Hero Hustle Triathlon Facebook page where you can private message us. You could also give Aaron Learn a call up at City Hall. And we're more than happy to answer any questions that you might have. And we're just happy, looking forward to seeing not only the participants, but the volunteers
mm-hmm.
who are absolutely essential for this. There are 100 volunteers. And
wow.
I want to give a shout out to Loretta Welcher, who is our volunteer.
Well, mention all 100 of them. We've got time.
Yeah. She's our coordinator for volunteers, and she is a rock star.
She's pretty cool.
She is.
And I don't
really cool.
I don't just say that cuz she knows
yeah.
what car I drive.
Yeah,
I mean
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah.
I mean
yeah.
that 100%. And all the people that make this possible. Again, go out and see it. If you've never
it
seen
is.
A triathlon,
it is,
go see it.
This is honestly when people have come up to see it, they had I often hear I had no idea
mm-hmm.
the scope of this and they're just very impressed. So come on out, watch, see if you might be motivated to do it. Next year, if not,
yeah.
we just love to have you come out and watch. The athletes love, love, love to have support along
mm-hmm.
the way. So
they need that little push sometimes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, so good to see you. Thanks
good
for coming in.
You.
I hope you have a very busy but manageable Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. We look forward to it so much every year.
There
every
you
year.
Go.
So exciting.
You're
going to
see Christy's smiling face on our website at kmch.com. Big Hero Hustle coming up Sunday. Christy, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Coming up next, a man who, just like me, will take part of the don't do athlon, but we'll cheer along. Tim Vick will join us. Stick around, part two of our Guest of the Day program right here on KMCH.
Stop.